Let us pray. Oh, Father, we praise you and thank you for your generosity. Father, may we never begrudge your generosity, but always appreciate it for ourselves and for others. And God, help us to join in the work of the Master, to go forth continually calling people into your kingdom, into your family, into which we have been adopted through Jesus Christ. Transform us into his image today. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I have to admit, I think this is the first time I've ever come to preach or speak in the church where I haven't been totally excited about what God is speaking, what God is doing. Because as some of you know, I've been able to speak to some of you and have sent out an email letting you know, and I apologize for those that are hearing for the first time, that I've accepted a call to be rector of Christ Church Anglican in Savannah, Georgia. And I wanted to be able to speak to each person individually and to let you know in person, but it hasn't been possible. So I apologize for having to let people know in an email or today and not in person. So I will be stepping down as rector of Church of the Redeemer, and my last Sunday here will be November 1st. And for me, it's a bittersweet transition. Mostly at this point, it's bitter and feels bitter. But I know and I trust that God will bring about the sweetness in the transition, both for myself and my family and for Church of the Redeemer, by his grace and his presence, as he causes his grace to abound to us, bringing about hope and peace and even joy through the midst of this bitterness. Even in the midst of grief, God brings about joy. And during my tenure as rector here, almost 11 years, the most difficult experiences and times have always been when people leave. And it's been difficult when they leave because of the Coast Guard, or because of another job, or they just move, or some people just leave. And it's really difficult. It's always painful, and I always think about it longingly. And I know that this move, this transition won't be easy for me or my family, or for you as you lose a rector and then transition to a new one. And that's something that we look to the Holy Spirit to comfort in, to help in, and to one another. This isn't an announcement that I really anticipated making. It's not something I imagined or thought about. It's kind of, even being here now, it's a surprise. Because every time I've always stood here or spoken at a Bible study or a prayer group, at a healing service, I've always been excited and motivated and inspired by what God is doing, by the vision that he has for this church, the purpose that he's fulfilling. And that still is exciting, but it's difficult to speak about stepping out of it, stepping out of the flow of what God is doing here. Never during my time at Redeemer have I felt outside of the very center of God's movement and his working. I feel like Church of the Redeemer and God's activity here has always been at the center of what God is doing in the world, the very heart of it. And I believe that even now. And while God has shown me that it's time for me to let go of that, and he has also assured me that he is not letting go of his plans and purposes for Church of the Redeemer, for each of you, and for those who are being touched through this ministry, God is continuing to fulfill his plan, his purpose, and his vision here, because it doesn't depend on me or the rector. It depends on him who is the head of the body, that is the church, and the one who builds it. And as I believe that he has from the very beginning of this church, even before I got here, God is working among Church of the Redeemer and through Church of the Redeemer to bring glory to his name. Not to any particular person's name, but to his name, to create a place of worship, to create a place of healing, of freedom, of salvation, to create a church that he is building up for his purpose. He's creating a place and a people of prayer and powerful ministry here. And it's been a joy and a privilege to be a part of it and even to help facilitate it, to contribute my gifts and presence to that work. And I know that sometimes I and some of you joke about being the church in the cornfield. And, you know, even Pastor Mark across the street, when he developed his podcast for his sermons, he called it Sermons from a Cornfield. And we joke about that. But in my mind, it's never to minimize the impact that this church has or what God is doing here. It's always a way to humbly point to God and say that God is doing great things at the church at the edge of the cornfield. And I know sometimes people imagine us being out here and thinking, oh, why do you go to that church? Oh, you're at that church? Oh, you should come here. We're in the city. And I mean, I know, like, I sometimes had doubts about, you know, what is going on here? But now I have no doubts that God is manifesting his presence and working here at this church as much as anywhere. And it has been a privilege to be at the center of it. I believe that through your devotion to the Lord, your commitment to serving him and others, and your ongoing generosity, that Redeemer is and has been and will continue to be one of the most active churches and impactful churches in this community, both in spiritual terms of people being built up in the faith and made disciples and ministers, and also in terms of outreach and impact both locally and globally. And I don't want you to think at all that my leaving has anything to do with anything negative about Church of the Redeemer, or that I don't think God is making a great impact here, or that I have any disappointment with this church. It's amazing what God has done and is doing. It's amazing how much you all do in cooperation with God. I mean, it's really easy for me to list how our church is making an impact, both in what we do here through our prayers and through our prayer groups and Bible studies, many of which used to be in the community, are back here now because of the virus, but also our involvement and what you enable me to be involved in the Pregnancy Resource Center, Teen Challenge, the Souls Ministry, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, our schools, Meals on Wheels. I mean, the list goes on. Globally, you know, we're impacting Kenya Christian Education Partnership in Kenya, Temeni School, where I'm sure that we sponsor somewhere between 30 and 40 children so they can go to a Christian school and have what they need. Bishop Olakol, who Rachel just met in a horse field, who visited here, is incredibly impacted by your prayers and generosity, enabling him to feed people in his village. He FaceTimes me like once a week. I mean, just yesterday, he FaceTimed me that he was about to go on the radio with the Anglican bishop there in Uganda and to encourage them with the words of Scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, where God says, if my people who are called by my name will repent and turn from their wickedness and call upon my name, I will come and heal the land. And he said, I'm going to tell them that. And he also tells them about how we, this church, Church of the Redeemer, have helped him in his ministry. And he boasts about us to the Anglican bishop there. And he's all the way in Uganda. And this church has continually given to whatever need crops up, locally and globally. Even recently, people in the church and on the vestry have initiated new times of prayer. Saturdays for an hour, praying for renewal and revival for our church. And then just in the last month, the vestry initiating a new time of prayer, the second Tuesday of each month at 6 o'clock here, led by the vestry praying for the church. And that's on top of prayer every day here, prayer Monday, morning, other prayer times. And God can't help but answer these prayers among us and through us. And through God answering those prayers, he's doing great works here, but also we're impacting to the reaches of this nation and to the world. And it's with a certain sadness that I move on from being involved in that. And I can only hope to take that same spirit, that same activity with me where I go, Church of the Redeemer has been absolutely faithful and loyal and generous in your care of me and my family. I've not lacked at all, and there's no thought of that in me answering this new call. Me and my family have been blessed by the incredible witness and faithfulness of Church of the Redeemer to the Lord that's expressed in care and commitment to me and my family, and in providing, giving to the church, God's work here, which directly provides for me and my family. We've always been blessed. We've always felt loved and appreciated by you, and that hasn't changed at all. And my taking this other call has nothing to do with anything negative about that. So don't allow your thoughts to minimize at all the value and impact of Church of the Redeemer. And I know that is confirmed to me whenever I visit with other pastors, either here or like last week on a what would have been our clergy day, one of those times I have to go to D.C., but it was on a Zoom call, and I was interacting with other pastors all from Northern Virginia and just hearing what they're dealing with during this whole pandemic. And I was, again, so thankful for being where I am and being in a congregation that is showing up with faith and courage in the midst of this to worship the Lord, to minister, to continue to serve in the community. So I know that I've been blessed throughout my time here, and I'm thankful for it. And God has truly blessed me and my family by all of you. And, you know, you are part of our family, and we're going to miss you. I know that God calls people to come and go. Like, he called me originally to leave Charleston and my family there to go to Ambridge for seminary and then to come here. And I know that through this, he'll bring about times of refreshing, both for you and for me and for the church. I'm confident of that. And we've all contributed to Church of the Redeemer being consistently a spiritual harbor of hospitality for all who come. And that's something that I have appreciated, I've experienced, I hope all of you have, and I hear it from people that come here, whether once or consistently, that they felt God's presence, they felt welcome. This is a place of peace, of love, and of God's presence where he moves among people's lives. All you have to do is come to one of our healing services and hear the testimonies, listen to the testimonies of the Teen Challenge women who feel at home here, who have been blessed by your witness and ministry to them. I wish none of us would ever have to leave each other. But as we read about in Paul's letter to the Philippians, you know, he experienced that loss of having to come and go to these churches that where he had ministered, some that he had started. And like him, like he writes to them, he says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." This is what brought about the existence of Church of the Redeemer, to continue to live a life worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to stand firm with one another, side by side, in faith in the gospel, to not allow your faith or the gospel to be compromised or undermined by anything, but to stand firm. This has been my experience of the church, a church that's not perfect, none of us are, and no church is, but a church that is continually pursuing the faith of God, that is continually pursuing to know Christ and to make him known, to stand firm on the gospel, to preach it, to hear it, to learn it. And so wherever I am, I'll be standing with you in faith, whether in person or absent. We'll be standing side by side in Christ for the faith of the gospel and for the purpose of his kingdom. You are, without a doubt, and this isn't hyperbole or embellishment, some of the most faithful and devoted Christians I know or can imagine. I always, when I'm thinking about sermons, sometimes I'll imagine some of you and I think, well, they don't need to hear this. But maybe they can tell someone. It's true. And you're in this movement of God's Spirit. And sometimes when you're in it, you don't realize it. You don't realize what God is doing in you by his grace. but he is. And so I encourage you, stay in it. Stay in that flow of what God is doing. Jesus, he asked this famous question among the people that were around him. He said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" If he comes to Church of the Redeemer, the answer is yes. And so I say, come, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come here where there is faith. And I know that that faith will continue to grow. That faith will continue to move mountains. That faith will continue to produce miracles and blessings in people's lives. So continue to stand firm in the faith. I will go from here blessed and formed by the ministry of the body of Christ. I will go from here blessed with spiritual gifts that have come to me through your ministry and your prayers. And I'm so thankful. My family, they were here earlier. They're thankful to everyone here. So thank you so much. And let me close in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness and grace that calls us out of darkness into your wonderful and marvelous light. For Lord, you've called each one of us to come to you through Jesus Christ along our own individual paths. And you've brought us not only to salvation through Christ, but into your family of faith, into the body of Christ with one another. And I thank you that you have formed and created and are continuing to form and create a body of believers here to do your will and to collectively and individually bear witness to Jesus Christ. Help us all to continue to experience your miracle in our lives and through us. Bless us each here today. Bless Church of the Redeemer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.